Yeah, look, it's funny. I was surprised to learn that he'd never won because I was convinced that he had. But
I'm always surprised. Everyone's surprised. He's in so many great movies, but it's like the Academy just don't like him. I don't know.
You know, you get that sometimes. You get some people who just never win with the Academy, and the director he's probably worked most with, Martin Scorsese, hadn't won up until recently as well, which was also surprisingly. But I think this year, it's possible it's his year, but I'd still wager a bet that if I was a betting person, that Matthew McConaughey would probably win for Dallas Buyers Club instead.
Yes, and he's another guy who wasn't really taken seriously by the Academy for a long time, but now he's in a lot of serious movies as well.
We're having a bit of a reconnaissance, I think they're calling it. he's between that and the TV show that he's in at the moment, which is True Detective, which is a wonderful TV show. Everything he's done in the last 3 or 4 years has really shed his, you know, rom-com image, and suddenly he's an Oscar nominee, so he's definitely been taken seriously.
Don't forget about Magic Mike now.
Exactly. Magic Mike is a all right. Wonderful film.
What about Best Actress? Cate Blanchett, our hot favourite, having taken out all the major lead-up awards. She won Best Supporting Actress in 2005, but missed out for the Best Actress category a couple of years before that with Elizabeth. Do you think she might win this time for Blue Jasmine, or could there be a surprise contender?
Look, I think she is the favourite across the board for this. Her performance in Blue Jasmine is definitely worthy of an award, but she's won the BAFTA. She's won the Golden Globe, almost every Film Critics Society award to date. I think it's a fairly good lock that she's going to win this. However, Amy Adams has been nominated. This is her fifth nomination for acting, and she's never won before either. So a lot of people are suspecting this might be the year that the Academy breaks her losing streak as well.
Oh, and there is a lot of controversy going on right now with what Cate Blanchett should say in her speech if she wins. Have you been following that?
A little bit. Is this to do with Woody Allen at all? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's an interesting one because Woody Allen was also to be winning a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is where a lot of this controversy began. And Woody's not one who's often turned up to the Oscars anyway. I think that, you know, regardless of you know, what he has done or what he has allegedly done, you know, he elicited an amazing performance from her, and I think she should concentrate on that during her speech.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't really know very much about supporting actors and actress nominees. Do you know who might be winning those ones?
It's a fairly small pool this year. Apparently Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club is the favourite for that, although Barkhad Abdi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, for Captain Phillips is a possibility for a winner as well because he's won a few awards in the lead-up as well, but Jared Leto's taken out almost every precursor at this point. So I think he's a lock for supporting actor. Supporting actress, it pretty much comes down to two people. Lupita Nyong'o, who for 12 Years a Slave, or Jennifer Lawrence. And now it's unlikely that the Academy is going to give J-Law the award 2 years in a row. So,
But everyone loves her.
I know, she's America's sweetheart, right? But it's unlikely she's going to win that 2 years in a row. So I'm thinking Lupita Nyong'o and 12 Years a Slave is probably going to take out a fair few awards this year.
Fair enough. Now, I think we could be headed for a record of some sort if Catherine Martin wins this year for her costume design work on The Great Gatsby. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, look, she's one of, you know, being in Australia, we always concentrate on how many Australians have been nominated every year. And this
year,
it's actually
like the Olympics as well.
It is like the Olympics, you know, and it's a per capita win, I think, ultimately. If we take out one Oscar, I think we've won more than any other country. I think that's the way it works. Apart from Cate Blanchett, Catherine Martin, and Beverly Dunn, who's co-nominated with Catherine Martin for production design on The Great Gatsby. And you've also got costume designer Michael Wilkinson and David for American Hustle. And David Clayton is another Australian nominated for the visual effects category for The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug. So there's a few chances there for Australians to win. But Catherine Martin, you know, is a previous winner, and the costumes in Great Gatsby were pretty phenomenal.
Yes, I know, and spawned a million Great Gatsby-themed parties in the last 12 months, I think.
Who I think completely missed the point of the film, but that's fair enough. At least they looked good doing it.
Yes, I have to agree, but they looked like they're having a good time anyway. We mentioned speeches a little bit before because it's not just the awards. It's also, you know, the dresses, suits, speeches, people getting, you know, a bit tipsy, doing political rants and stuff. Do you have any favourite speeches from over the years?
Oh, look, you know, I think I usually like the one. I'm a bit of a bit cruel when it comes to this. I like the speeches that tend to fall apart.
like what?
You love watching people just completely mess it up. I think, you know, probably one of the most famous ones is, but it actually didn't fall apart so much, was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s just joyous running down the aisles for when he won back for, I think it was As Good As It Gets. It's hard to find someone happier than that about having won an Oscar. You know, there's always the famous Sally Field, "You like me, you really like me." I think Halle Berry lost it a little bit a few years ago, just kind of emotionally draining towards the end there. I always feel as though if you're an actor who's just won an award for acting, act as though you're composed. You know, that's my feeling on that.
Yeah, you would think so.
You'd think they'd be able to just hold it together for those 30 seconds they get before they're cut off by the music.
But it's all so exciting. Just quickly, for people who don't really care so much about the Oscars, they might actually care about the Razzies, the Golden Raspberries.
Yes.
Is this something that amuses you as much as me?
Look, you know, I love the Razzies because I love movies that are so bad that they're good. This year's Razzies are a bit weird. It's, you know, you've got a father and son team vying for Razzies this year. Both Will and Jaden Smith have won big at the Worst Film Awards this year. They've kind of swept them, and that was for After Earth, which wasn't a great film.
That was from what's that director's name? The guy who made The Sixth Sense.
Yes, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, has he won multiple Razzies now? It seems like every film that he released after Sixth Sense got really panned by critics everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's something you've got to remember about the Razzies. Is they, like the Oscars, they have their favourites to rag on too. So people like Tyler Perry's was up for again for Razzie this year for A Medea Christmas. And unfortunately, I was disappointed to see that The Lone Ranger got a few nods in there, but it took the prize for worst remake, ripoff, or sequel. And I think there were quite a few worst remakes, ripoffs, or sequels out last year.
Yeah, that is a bit of a shame. Okay, well, we've only got a couple of hours until the Oscars. We've only got a couple of minutes left for you and I to chat on the phone. So give me your pick. What's your favourite for best film?
Look, the great thing about Oscar picks is in a couple of hours' time, if I'm completely wrong, I can just say that there was a massive upset this year and no one saw it coming. But I would say Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave, is probably going to win, although Gravity has been leading the pack for a little while as well, although the Academy doesn't typically like science fiction. So I'm thinking 12 Years a Slave is probably going to win that one. It's won, you know, the Golden Globe and the BAFTAs and everything else leading up to it. So it's a pretty good lock. Although I think American Hustle is an outside chance because it's been winning a lot of awards in the lead up.
Yes, 12 Years a Slave seems like it would be a very worthy contender, which means I might actually have to make the time to see it, which would be great.
Yes. it always seems like homework going into a film like that, though. It's just sometimes it's you know it's going to be a good film and you know it's going to be worth seeing, but it's sometimes it's just not the film that you want to sit down and relax to on a Saturday night.
Yes, very true.
But there's also, I think, Best Director is probably the other one. I think that's where Gravity is going to win, and that's for Alfonso Cuarón. And again, he's someone who's basically taken every award to date, including the Directors Guild, which is a pretty good indicator that he's going to walk away with some gold tonight. So I would definitely say Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave, and Gravity will take out Best Director.
Cool. Well, the countdown is on. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Richard Gray.
Not a problem. Pleasure as always.